हरि ओम। डियर डिवाइन फ्रेंड्स, इट इज ग्रेट जॉय, विद ग्रेट जॉय वी आर हियर टुगेदर अगेन टू शेयर द सुप्रीम नॉलेज, एंड ओनली नॉलेज कैन रिमूव द सफरिंग्स। Before that, let us pray the Guru and God to inspire us, guide us, protect us, and guide us. Om Guru Brahma, Guru Vishnu, Guru Deva Maheshwara, Guru Sakshat Param Brahmam, Tasmai Sri Guru Guru Namaha. परम गुरुभ्यो नमः, परात्पर गुरुभ्यो नमः, परमेष्ठ गुरुभ्यो नमः, आत्म गुरुभ्यो नमः, परमात्म गुरुभ्यो नमः। ओम ध्यान मूलम गुरुर्मूर्तिम्, पूजा मूलम गुरुर्पदम्, मंत्र मूलम गुरुर्वाक्यम्, मोक्ष मूलम गुरुकृपा। न गुरुरधिकं तत्त्वं, न गुरुरधिकं सत्यं, गुरु कृपा ही केवलम, भगवत कृपा ही केवलम, भगवती कृपा ही केवलम। ओम तत्सत् ओम। अखंड मंडलाकारं व्याप्तं येन चराचरं तत्पदं दर्शितं येन तस्मै श्री गुरुभ्यो नमः। परम ब्रह्मानंदं परम सुखदं केवलं ज्ञानमूर्तिं द्वन्द्वातीतं गगन सदृशं तत्त्वमस्याभिलक्ष्यम्। एकं नित्यं विमलं अचलं सर्वदी साक्षीभूतं भावातीतं त्रिगुणरहितं सद्गुरुं नित्यं नमः। ॐ सर्वमङ्गलमङ्गल्ये शिवे सर्वार्थसाधिके शरण्ये त्र्यम्बके गौरी नारायणे नमोस्तुते। शरणागत दिनाथ परित्राण परायणे सर्वस्यार्ति हरे देवी नारायणे नमस्ते। ओम गं गणपतये नमः। एकदंतं महाकाय कोटि सूर्य समप्रभ निर्विघ्नं कुरु मे देव सर्वकार्येषु सर्वदा। ओम गं गणपतये नमः। ओम तत्पुरुषाय विद्महे वक्रतुंडाय धीमहि तन्नो दन्ति प्रचोदयात्। ओम क्लीं कृष्णाय नमः। कृष्ण कृष्ण महायोगी भक्तानां अभयंकर गोविंदं परमानंदं कृष्णं वंदे जगद्गुरुं। ओम श्री महावतार बाबाजी देवाय नमः। योगिराज लाहिरी महाशय देवाय नमः। स्वामी श्री युक्तेश्वराय नमः। परमहंस योगानंदाय नमः। स्वामी नारायण गिरि देवाय नमः। स्वामी सत्यानंद गिरि देवाय नमः। सर्वेभ्यो गुरुभ्यो नमः। ओम भूर्भुवस्व तत्सवितुर्वरेण्यं भर्गो देवस्य धीमहि धियो यो नः प्रचोदयात्। ओम तत्सत् ओम। We meditate and pray to the shining God, divine being, the formless, who has so kindly is living within us, guiding us, inspiring us, protecting us. May the supreme, the shining being, the formless, who is present in us as our soul, sun, atma, surya, the inner self, the inner, eternal, absolute self, to bless us, guide us, protect us, and inspire us, and remove our troubles. Ayamaramba Shivaya Bhavatu, Ayamaramba Siddhir Bhavatu, Ayamaramba Sastir Bhavatu, Punyam Gaman. Again, welcoming, I will remind, then this is Kriya Yoga Satsang. Now, what is the meaning of satsang? What happens? The yoga scriptures say, satsangatva nisangattam, nisangatva nirmohachittam, nirmohachitta jivan mukti. Sat is not the worldly sense of sat, the truth. It is the cosmic, the real sense, sat, the eternal, the timeless, with no death, no old age. And that is present in every one of us as our own soul, the inner self. So literally speaking, each one of us, each being is eternal. You never die, you are never born. What you are today is the total habit of all the past lives, which is affecting you and your karma or destiny. And being engrossed in that glittering sense world, which dazzles the senses, we get engrossed and imagine that sometimes we suffer, sometimes we enjoy, sometimes we have positive experiences, sometimes negative experiences, and this we get entangled in the cosmic law of karma, and we forget our divine inheritance. And this forgetting the divine inheritance, in other words, the ignorance of the inner self, leads to this complication of punarapi janamam, punarapi janani jatari sahanam, punarapi maranam. This cycle goes on, and that brings up all the fear, tension, stress, this ignorance of the inner self. So today's topic, how to be free from sorrows and sufferings and fears, and avoid the complications brought by this. The interesting thing is, they have described this Supreme Being, Param Brahma, which is present within us as the inner self, or soul, as Sat Chit Ananda, absolute existence, absolute joy, and absolute consciousness. Then how is that? This Satchit Ananda suffers from so many problems, physical problems, mental problems, mostly mental problems, intellectual problems. The life is ruled by fear, life is ruled by superstitions. And the whole thing boils down to the fact that we have forgotten our divine inheritance. Go back. Remember your divine inheritance, and all your sufferings will go. You will enjoy life. To this world to which we come, we make our plane, and in the process we become victim of the cosmic law of karma, get entangled, leave the body, which we call death. And this karma again goes. When we leave the body, Lord Krishna has told in Bhagavad Gita, as wind or air takes the nice flavor from one flower to other places, from away from its plant, similarly, when the soul leaves the body, it takes a heavy load of its karmas. This is karma. So, telling the truth, the common saying that empty-handed we come, empty-handed we go, is a misnomer, is wrong. Those who say it, they don't know the truth. Every person comes to the world with a heavy baggage of karmas. And when we leave also, before realizing the truth, we also carry heavy baggage. And this is called the fate or karma. And that is ruling our life in this incarnation. And that we call life. Sometimes happiness, sometimes joy, sometimes smile, sometimes cry, sometimes depressed, stress, worry, anxiety, tension, leading to psychosomatic diseases, and in its process creating a lot of suffering, which is not necessary at all. You don't deserve it. You deserve the Satchit Ananda. And that is where the world is considered by realized master as anityam asukham lokam dukkhalayam ashashvatam. This world is anitya, temporary, transient, passing phase. Asukham, there is no happiness. If you analyze your life every day, then you will see what happiness you are passing through. If there is no active suffering, then there is boredom, more suffering. But people thinking of boredom as an opportunity to plan ahead and do something more meaningful. They get engrossed in the boredom, and in the process they get entangled in the cosmic law of karma. And most persons are here in this world to experience their own past actions of prior birth. How many prior births? After 84 lakh, 84 lakh, 8.4 million births, you get a human birth. You see how valuable is human birth. You have already passed through 84 lakhs previous lives. So how long you want to continue? So it is high time every human being should actively try to realize the truth, because ignorance is the real villain of the speech. Ignorance of the inner self. If you have lots of money in the bank and you have forgotten your account number and forgotten the deposit, it's lost, almost lost. Same thing with the karma. So please remove this ignorance. And that is done through the blessings of the Guru. There is another interesting thing. The prayer to God and Guru is Sansara Sagare Magnam Mam Uddharam Jagat Guru. O Guru, O Master of the Universe, you are the only Guru. We are engrossed in this compelling world of senses. It is like ocean. Sometimes in the ocean appears to be calm. Sometimes strong wind. Sometimes thunderstorm. And it may blow away or sink the boat of life. That is happening every day, every moment. So we need the help of a guru. And this is called spiritual practice. And how this spiritual practice came into existence? Anyway, before we go to any more detail, let us analyze who is experiencing the world. The happiness, the unhappiness, the boredom, the other. And that is where we come to a very nice explanation in Kathopanishad, where the most ancient Acharya Jamaraj is explaining to the adventurous, brilliant teenager seeker called Nachiketa. He describes as, describes every being as Atmanam Rathinam Vidhi Sajaram Rathami Vatu Buddhim Tu Sarathim Vidhi Manaprahatrahami Vacha Atma Indriyo Mano Yuktam Tyagur Mahesinam. Every human system is considered as a human body is a chariot. Atmanam Rathinam Vidhi. In this chariot, the soul is the master of the chariot. He's the rider, main rider. His body is a chariot. Indriyanam hayar nahu. The sense organs are the horses. Manapragrahamevacha. The mind is the bridle and also the ropes which control the horses. Sariram ratame vitu. Atmanam ratinam vidhi sariram ratame vitu. Buddhim tu saratim vidhi. The enlightened and intellect power of God in the charioteer. Visangs tesu gochara. These sense organs compared to the horses, where they run, it is in the fields of sense enjoyments and objects. So it is always distracted with many temptations. And if the sarathi is wrong or not properly guiding, then the chariot falls somewhere and the journey is lost to be repeated again and again. That is where the one example that each person is the soul, which is deathless, but it is riding in a chariot, which is death prone. Getting engrossed in the chariot and the fields where the horses run, and getting engrossed with the horses and the mind creates all the problems. So that's why, as Arjuna did wisely, every human being is considered to be Arjuna. He made Krishna a charioteer. Make your Ishtadeva the enlightened wisdom of the chariot. And give up everything to his care, and you get busy with your duties. Arjuna's duty was to fight out the enemies. So every person is like Arjuna, and your duties count most, but don't remain in your individual ego, ruled by the sense organs. Give the rein to the enlightened chariot. So this is the essence of the teachings of this work, beautifully depicted. If you remember it, you will know that you will never go wrong if you follow the essence of Kriya Yoga. Perform all activities, duty most, duty past, duty last, duty in the middle. This is Krishna's teaching. But if you perform those duties, and you say your ego is enjoying success or failure or promotion or demotion or indifference, then you become the victim of destiny. Don't do it. Do it in the Kriya Yoga. Perform nicely to the best of your activities. And remind yourself every day that it is service to the Ishtadeva. If Ishtadeva will not breathe, that soul, it is through the breath, life breath, it is living God. If it is, there is no breathing, you are nowhere, so there is no life and no karma. Cultivate your breath. Kriya Yoga, which is called pranayama. Then the other thing is, we need a guru, which is a must. Guru is the environment. Guru is the navigator. Guru is the friend and the philosopher and guide. So we should follow the guru sincerely. We should not dilute the message of the guru and the teachings to our own likes and dislikes. Let us follow it sincerely and practice. Quickly and sooner we will reach the destination without much suffering. The moment you remember this, you will see you are free from more than 50% of your problems. So the other is, what type of life we should live? That again I refer you back to that teachings of Pujya Maharaj, the ancient Acharya, for your information, what is the time of Yamaraj? He said that Kathopanishad was composed sometimes much before Tretara Yuga, maybe more than 7,000 to 8,000 years ago. And we must recognize the great achievement of those brains of Munis and Rishis, that they are trying to unravel the problems of life after death, which till then people are already started inquiring. So as long, when your mind becomes free from the mundane life of stress, worry, tension, of stomach, hand to mouth life, you cannot have this high grade of intellectual thinking. What happens after life? What happens after death? What is that? Those brain which have given right to these. So those days, you know, they did a lot of research. Even from the most materialistic to the most spiritual, from Dvaita to Advaita, to Vishishta, and in between the Vishishta and Dvaita, the whole philosophy is played out, and that philosophy is the lifestyle which gives you freedom from suffering. So those days, the very interesting saint was there. He was also respected those days. Nobody molested him because of his view. Knowledge in any form was really appreciated. His name was Charvaka. Now Charvaka is the representation of the most rank materialistic lifestyle. Do you know what he taught? He taught Javad Jivet Sukham Jivet. Javat jivet sukham jivet, rinam krutva dhritam pivet, basvi bhutasya sarasya kutaragamanam kutah. Mean, as long as you live, you drink ghee. Ghee is the expression of most luxurious living. If there is no money, steal, borrow, or do something to acquire it. Ridam krutva, if necessary, borrow, lot of it. Because, he said, when the body is dead and burned, how can it come back? This is a very materialistic philosophy. This philosophy system, it existed for some many years. But again, it has a natural death. Then we come to the interview with Nachiketa, the king agent. Brilliant genius. He went to Yama to question, ask these questions. There Yamaraja tells about lifestyle. He said, when a being is born into the world, two lifestyles are presented to him. One is Shreya, one is Preya. Preya is purely materialistic. Forget about higher things, forget about soul, forget about self, enjoy life. This is a modified form of Charvaka philosophy. Then he says, there is Shreya. Now what is Shreya lifestyle? Shreya lifestyle is materialistic lifestyle, but it is spiritually oriented. Life itself is material, every aspect. But those lifestyle, if you live to the best of your ability, remembering your soul as the soul doer, it becomes real, means spiritually oriented material life. So live your life, normal, with all its advantages and disadvantages too. But do it in the Kriya Yoga philosophy. What is Kriya Yoga philosophy? The whole Bhagavad Gita, Lord Krishna has described this lifestyle. He said, without performing action, you cannot live in this world. Not possible. Every moment, you are busy doing some work. So perform your prescribed duties to the best of your ability, but do it as a service to each other. Finished. All your worries and tensions and stress will be over. enjoy life. You are a family person. The family person should enjoy his personal life, his family life, professional life, social life, national life, and also cosmic life. But remind that it is service to the Supreme. Don't appropriate the doership to your biological ego. This biological ego is the main bondage which takes you again and again into the clutches of the cosmic law of karma. So what you are today, your thought process, now please listen very carefully, the very thought process, because from thought comes the whole creation. The very thought process determines your physical action, mental action, positive action, negative action, bad action which you think bad, good action which you think good. All these actions you are doing, please remember, is coming through your thought, inspiring you. And that is translated into physical action. And the whole thing, even that single thought, a single letter thought, is recorded within you. Traditionally, in the Puranas, it is written for the common person's belief that Chitragupta is there, the minister of Yamaraj, and he records everything from a coma and full stop to every thought, every speech, every action. And when you leave the body and you presented yourself there, he refers to his records. It is a very simplification of the highest knowledge about the karma and the fate. This, your past karma only is determining your present. So in many ways and many expressions, Lord Krishna has told Arjuna, Arjuna, let go of the past, let it go. Don't live in the past. But suffering is coming from most people, they live in the past. They relive the past. So when they relive the past, they again create new karmas. So this cycle goes on endlessly. So take care of your thoughts, please. Remember, don't worry about the past. And also, you need not worry about the future, because the future is not made. It is being made by your present activities. Take care of the present. That's why, never allow your consciousness to be occupied by negative thoughts. Never. That's why the great masters advised about to keep the mind always busy with positive and divine things, like japam. Japam is a great thing. So that's why the gurus of Kriya Yoga say, Dhyanat Santa Punar Japet, Japat Santa Punar Dhyayet. When you are tired of meditation, you do japam. Ishta Mantra Japa, whichever your favorite mantra for separate religions. And when you are tired of japam, you do dhyanam. Alternate these two. That's why please memorize some mantras for separate languages. Because it's very interesting. In the Chandi Purana, Durga Saptasati Chandi, it is mentioned in the Kavacham and other chapters. Jam jam chintayate gamam tam tam prapnoti nishchitam param aishwarya maturam bhutale puman. Mean, whatever you think of acquiring, whatever you think you want to have, you will get. Nishchitam tam tam prapnoti nishchitam, starting from material benefit to spiritual benefit. It's the truth. Because whatever you think and do repeatedly, it comes back. It happens. You can try it out. So your destiny is in your hand. Now, who is the villain here which prevents it? Everybody knows. That is the ignorance of the inner self. Now, what causes this ignorance of the inner self? There is only one factor, please remember, there is only one factor which is the villain, which is the villain of all these catastrophes. Restless mind. Restless mind. And this restless mind comes from restless prana. That's when Krishna advised Arjuna, Arjuna, control the mind, and you will get everything you want or you aspire to. And Arjuna is very practical. He says to God, as it is impossible to control the wind, as it is impossible to tie up the wind, it is impossible to control the mind. Now Krishna was not unhappy with this Arjuna's doubt, but he agreed that Arjuna, it is true, but by repeated practice, abhyasa and vairagya use two words. But if you do the abhyasa without vairagya, then you will become victim of time and space and kalachakra. And it will bring its result, stress, worry, anxiety, tension and suffering. And you forget that you are Satchitananda. But if you do the same practice as an offering to the Supreme, by that you are overriding and going above your biological ego. And that creates the miracle of going beyond the cosmic law of karma. So the best technique is for this is the right work culture. So what is now we come to Kriya Yoga. God has given many choices, many types of yoga. Japa yoga, Kundalini yoga, Dhyana yoga, Karma yoga, Raja yoga, and then many Vibhuti yoga. Bhagavad Gita has all 18 types of yogas. So that is where in this world, you will agree here, also here, Sarvasya Ayu. Longevity is meant very little. Sarvasya Ayu. Bahavasya Vigna. Too many obstacles and distractions. Jat Sara Bhutam Tat Gritabhyam. That which is essential, accept it and practice. And then clear. It is all major types of yoga. And if you do Kriya Yoga sincerely, you will see, even if you are extremely busy, your mind is calm. So here the watchword is, you need to be calmly active and actively calm. Calmness is the watchword. Unperturbed mind under all circumstances. But imagine, you analyze your daily life, how many times we have achieved this calmness of mind under all circumstances? There is so many pressures are building on you. Whether you want or you don't want, but most of it is self-manufactured. So that's why, make it simple. Follow the guru, practice the technique. Finish. Leave the guidance, leave the reins of the horses. Krishna Deva. And in one stroke, you are rising above your biological ego and you are free. You become liberated, free from all suffering. So that's why Kriya Yoga has to be practiced. Now, who has done this? Can we have an example? Most of you have read this Mahabharata. You have heard about Yudhishthira, the eldest of the Pandava five brothers, Yudhishthir, is unperturbed in conflict, in tension, in stress, even life and danger in situation, he is calm. You have to be like that if you want to be the ultimate victor. And that comes from practice. So nowadays it is much more easier. Those days it was very difficult. In Dwapara Yuga, in Chaitanya Yuga, etc. But now thanks to many, many Sadgurus and avatars and incarnations of God, that we can eat here. And now we go to the practice class. That how within few minutes you can have calm mind. So what is the essence of all this Vedic knowledge? Meditation. What is the core of Vedic culture? Jnanam and Samadhi. Whatever yoga you follow, the aim is that you have to meditate daily. And for meditation and dhyana, you need a calm mind, a positive mind, and a strong mind too. So every day, for few minutes at least, please practice genuine meditation, dhyana. You can do it anywhere, and you can do it everywhere. But please remind yourself, it's a must. But without control over the mind, without the mind becoming still, we cannot do meditation. So the next most important is calm down your mind by so many techniques. Upacharam is good. You do your morning upachara, upachara puja, pishta deva. We are very rich in gods and goddesses. We have 33 million gods and goddesses. That is crore. 330 million. So worship any god. Because worship any god, the worship pleasure goes to Supreme Being. It's very clearly mentioned in the Bhagavad Gita. So choice is yours. With which god or goddess you have natural propensity or natural agreement or attraction. Worship. It has to be done. But that worship should be done as a service to Ishtadeva. This is secret. Otherwise, people go and will ask about long life, good health. Because by that, you are changing the sattvic to rajasic and changing the spiritual to material. Again, you come under the control of the law, cosmic law of karma. So everybody can be self-realized in this life, and only self-realization can remove all types of sufferings. It is the truth. Nanya Pantha Vidyate Anaya. There is no other path. So do it in the easiest way. Clear away the easiest way. It allows you to remain in your family, with your friends, with your relatives, with your job. You need a job. You need lots of money. You need some basic amenities. Happiness. No problem. But whatever you do to acquire them, they do as a service. So this is the philosophy of life. And to keep the mind calm. And also you need good health. Lahiri Mahasaya has told many times, what you need for your happiness and self-realization is a strong human body. Free from disabilities and diseases. And you all have got it, so you are all fortunate. Use it right. Do creative. Please remember, you know what is happening. So many obstacles are coming. Obstacles are forced on you. Suffering and stress is forced on you. What to do? Take the recent example of this COVID-19. 2 years it is continuing and there is no sign where it will end. And if this ends, new things will come back. Do you think you should wait till they are over so that your mind becomes calm and you can practice this? Please don't make that mistake. Let it come. According to the nature's law, things will come, things will go. So now, the basic requirement, we need a strong, healthy body and a fit body and a calm mind under all circumstances and the ability to meditate. Control our thought. If you control your thought, the whole creation is under your thought. That you do through pranayama. Pranayama is very simple. It's not a big deal. Let me see. What is pranayama? Pranayama is deep namaskaram ratnam. pranayam is deep, rhythmic, holistic breathing up and down the spine. I forgot one more word. Deep, rhythmic, conscious, holistic breathing up and down the spine. Very simple to remember. You can do it anywhere in your workplace. Now, scientists say if you sit at your working place for 1 hour, for every 1 hour you sit, use 5 minutes to go around, walking around. Look there. Your lunch break, your pranayam. You need it. It is not an option. It is a must. And you need a calm mind under all circumstances for your material success also. You need to have creative ideas. How can it come when your mind is restless and flickering away? Concentrated mind is the most powerful weapon. You need that. So you can get it through the right work culture and creative techniques. So that's why, please remember today's talk as much as you remember. You need a strong, healthy body. Creative technique will give it, right food will give it, right mental attitude will give it. Namaskaram, Anil Babu. Then you need a calm mind under all circumstances. You have to be like Yudhisthir. Nothing can ruffle your mind and mental balance. So you can be more creative and you can score over your competitors. Concentration power is. And then, how to spend the life? What is the life? Life is time pass between entry and exit. So quality of life depends on what you decide to do. So this time pass, you can do the right work culture as per Bhagavad Gita, as per your requirement, and as Kriya Yoga practice, please make it a part of your life. This is a must, not an option. So we need a strong, healthy body, a calm, unruffled mind under all circumstances, deep intellectual insight, and meditation. Then nothing can stop. These are the things. Now we say what this technique can give us. Please remember the first technique is the Bhav technique. Remembering the gurus, when you remember the gurus, all that blessings are in you. They become part of your consciousness. And all techniques are remembered. Even one bow can make your mind calm. Recently, I got a mail from one of our European disciples. He said, Guruji, I want to meditate more. I am doing Kriya. I feel calm and peace. But can I meditate without following the sequence? I can meditate anywhere. Well, yes, you can meditate anywhere. And the sequence is for the beginner. But the sequence will keep you in the proper line of understanding. So at least once or twice a day, you do according to the sequence. And this meditation, going beyond the mind, you can do anywhere, in your workplace, in your lunch break, in your walking, morning walk, evening walk, in this japa. This walking place when Manobhava's favorite is biking. During biking, you can do a japa, this japa. Silently or loudly also. And how to do it without facing accident, it is your response. So now please remember, every technique of Kriya Yoga is asana, pranayama, dharana, dhyana, samadhi. Every technique. When you do any of these techniques, please remind yourself to fix your attention here in the soul center. In the kutasya chaitanya. What technique? So with these few introductory words, let us now meditate, and you will see how we may do one or two techniques with more detail, like first technique, other technique we'll do in short due to the limitations of time.